Did the world's tallest mountain shrink? Scientists are taking drastic measures to find out if an earthquake knocked an inch off Mount Everest. By Mackenzie Caro. It is called the death zone. Every minute you are there, your body is starving for oxygen in the thin air. It is also deathly cold. Winds blow faster than a speeding car. Strangely, this dangerous place is also a tourist destination. Every year, hundreds of people travel into the death zone in an attempt to climb to the top of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain on Earth. Soon, another mission to Everest Peak will be underway. But this one won't be about the thrill of standing at the highest point on the planet. This one will be to find out if an earthquake in 2015 caused the mountain to shrink. An inch shorter? On April 25, 2015, a series of earthquakes rocked Nepal. Everest is located in the Himalaya mountain range between Nepal and China. The powerful earthquakes toppled homes, stores, and temples. More than 8,000 people died. In the aftermath of the quakes, scientists studied the changes to the landscape. They analyzed data gathered from satellites and found something surprising. The 29,029-foot tall Mount Everest seemed to have gotten about an inch shorter. Like an onion. If you could peel the Earth like an onion, you would see that our planet has many layers. The top layer, where we live, is called the crust. The crust is made of giant slabs of rock called tectonic plates. These tectonic plates are moving all the time, very, very slowly. Sometimes they push into each other. When this happens, the edges of one or both plates buckle like the hood of a car in a head-on collision. Over millions of years, this buckling creates mountains like Everest. The collision of tectonic plates can also cause an earthquake. In Nepal, two plates have been pushing into each other for millions of years. Scientists have long observed that this pushing causes the Himalayas to get a bit taller each year. So how could Mount Everest have gotten shorter? Scientists speculate that the quake may have caused the Earth's crust to relax and drop in some places. But to know for sure, someone will have to climb up Everest and measure it. Last September, the government of Nepal announced plans to do just that. Measuring Everest will not be easy, though. A team will have to place a GPS device at the top of the mountain. The journey will be difficult and dangerous. The human body is not designed to survive such high altitudes, where there is very little oxygen. Most climbers carry canisters of oxygen, but this does not eliminate the risk. Everest climbers must also battle sub-zero temperatures, treacherous rocky terrain, and unpredictable weather. Climbing Everest means risking frostbite, hypothermia, and lung and brain damage, and possibly death. Worth the risk? Why take such risks to find out if Everest is a mere inch shorter? For one thing, understanding what happened after the earthquake may help scientists predict where another earthquake might occur. But there's another reason, too. Everest has been a cultural obsession and a source of fascination for decades. Since the first known climbers summited Everest in 1953, thousands more have succeeded. More than 200 have died in the attempt. For some, Everest has become a symbol of human triumph over nature. For others, it is the ultimate symbol of hubris. Regardless of their opinion of Everest, many people around the world will be curious to know whether the mountain has in fact shrunk. But even if it has shrunk an inch or so, it will still be the tallest mountain in the world, and it will no doubt continue to loom large in our imaginations for years to come.